Welcome to Muse Kids.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
This week our main stories are about the continued spread of coronavirus around the world and International Women's Day. Rose and I are also very excited as the 10th of March is the 1 year anniversary of News Kids. To mark our 1 year anniversary, we will be discussing some of the highlights of the last year and some of the important things that we have learned over the year. This week, the headlines have continued to be dominated by the spread of coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Things just seem to be getting worse. According to the World Health Organization, the number of infections worldwide is more than 100,000, with nearly 3,500 deaths. Lots of countries, including France, Germany, the UK, Spain and the Netherlands, have reported rises in the total number of cases. In the US, more than 400 cases have been reported and the death toll is around 19. Italy has recently placed up to 16 million people under quarantine to try and stop the spread of the virus. Anyone living in Lombardy and 14 other central and northern provinces of Italy will need special permission to travel. The Italian Prime Minister said that there was to be no movement in and out of those areas unless it was for work-related reasons, emergencies or health reasons. He has also announced the closure of schools, gyms, museums and lots of other venues through Italy. These measures will last until the 3rd of April. Italy has had the largest number of coronavirus cases in Europe and the death toll in Italy is more than 260. People have been told to stay at home as much as possible and those that break quarantine could face 3 months in jail. Coronavirus is now affecting my daily life too. Last week, the UAE Ministry of Education announced that schools, colleges, universities would close for 4 weeks starting from the 8th of March. Spring holidays were moved forward to the 2 weeks beginning the 8th of March and students will then have distance learning for 2 weeks. A sterilisation programme for all educational facilities is going to be carried out during the 4 week closure. The ministry has advised all students and workers not to travel and if they do travel they will have to undergo medical tests and adhere to a 14-day home quarantine. Meanwhile, in the UK, lots of people are nervous that supermarkets will run out of supplies because people have been stockpiling supplies in case they have to self-isolate due to the coronavirus. The government has said that this is something people do not need to worry about. The item people seem to be stockpiling the most seems to be toilet roll.
That's crazy!
The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who incidentally has just got engaged, has announced an action plan to try and tackle and contain the virus. The plan has 4 sections. Number 1, containing the virus. Number 2, delaying the spread. Number 3, researching to better understand the virus and ways to treat it. And number 4, mitigating so that the impact of people who become ill on the rest of society is minimised. What do you think, Rose? What do you think about our schools being closed?
I have 2 reasons to worry about this. My first reason is I'm really worried about school closing down means that we have to be stuck inside and we're not allowed to have physical exercise and we're not allowed to really run inside. And the second reason is school closing means that this is actually becoming a serious thing, not a quick thing. Okay, it starts. Okay, it's over. Me and Zara are going to get homeschooled and I really don't want that to happen.
I agree, Rose. It's really hard for schools that don't use iPads because for us, we have remote learning and the teachers send everything on the iPads, so that's quite easy.
It's great about the learning at school, but what about your other friends? And, like, there's no playground in your house.
You're completely correct, because now, instead of having 2 weeks of not seeing our friends, we'll have a month. Are these measures all being put into place a little bit too late in places like Italy. They have had a lot of cases for a long time, and maybe they should have put more restrictions in place earlier.
But it's actually not their fault, because the coronavirus can spread without them knowing it. And it can start to spread before they can realise how bad it's getting. And if they caught the coronavirus and they didn't know, and they were still meeting up with people, that could cause the spread to quicker.
But what about the UK? They haven't even closed all schools yet, although I know some of them have been closed.
I don't think they know actually how bad it's getting, but when they learn, I think it will be the same as most of the other countries, like Italy.
What are you going to miss about school while it's closed?
Well, I think I'm going to miss my friends, and the fact that, for some reason, learning at school just makes it more fun than learning at home.
It does, because you have all your friends there, you have a well-planned-out day by your teacher, and it's fun. You get to do activities every now and then.
Hi, it's Rose here. International Women's Day took place on Sunday, 8th March. Again, a great opportunity to learn about inspirational women who have changed the world we live in. International Women's Day is celebrated on the 8th of March every year and is a focal point in the movement for women's rights. The celebration first began in 1909 when a special Women's Day was organized by the Socialist Party of America on February 28th. Then the next year, Clara Zetkin, Kate Dunker and others proposed at the 1910 International Socialist Women's Conference that a special Women's Day be organized annually. In 1914, International Women's Day was held on March 8th in Germany, possibly because that day was a Sunday. And now it is always held March 8th in all countries, and since 1977 has been officially recognized by the United Nations. The day not only recognizes the achievements made by women, but also brings awareness to the obstacles that still stand in their way. The theme of this year's International Women's Day is #EachForEqual, and all around the world, events and activities are being held this week, encouraging every person to help create a gender equal world and work together to challenge stereotypes, fight bias, broaden perceptions, improve situations, and celebrate women's achievement. Do you remember, Zara, when we talked about International Women's Day in our very, very first podcast 1 year ago?
I remember it, but it is quite hard to remember.
Do you remember who you chose as your most inspirational woman?
I think I chose Anne Frank as my most inspirational woman. What about you, Rose?
I chose Agent Fifi. Remember we talked about Kate Panker's books and you visiting the Fearless Girl statue?
Oh yes, I do remember that.
So who would you choose this year?
Well, I would choose Judge Brenda Hill, who was till very recently President of the Supreme Court, because it's nice to know about women's rights and how she improved them. She was very inspirational and she was the only one who stood up for women's rights. What about you, Rose?
I would choose Malala Yousafzai because she influenced many people and changed a lot of rules over the years. And she really fought for the rights of women and girls to be educated properly. She was also shot in the head and she still kept protesting. It's amazing she's now still studying at Oxford University and met up with Greta Thunberg very recently, which was in our last podcast. She needs to be properly celebrated on International Women's Day.
Well, as you know, Rose, on the 10th of March, it's going to be our 1 year anniversary. How do you feel about doing this podcast for a year?
It's been really fun doing with you, Zara. Sometimes it was challenging for me and there were some worrying stories over the year. But most of the time it was fun.
I remember before I started doing the podcast, I always hated worrying stories and were always scared of them for some reason. And now I just read it out loud, I think about it, and they don't really bother me that much.
Perhaps doing this podcast also improved your sense of confidence.
I would say that the sad stories are mainly shootings and coronavirus and bombs. How do you feel about those stories?
I feel they're worrying, but as soon as I get them over and done with, it's better.
And even if I do get worried, I always have my parents there. Well, sometimes it's good to discuss them and learn about these stories.
Yes, it is, Zara. I think they're less worrying in news kids because when you share worries, they go away. What was your favourite episode?
I like any royal stories.
I liked all the stories. They were all equally amazing.
My least favourite story was Brexit.
For some reason, I enjoyed Brexit quite a lot. And we've got more Brexit to come. My least favourite story is probably your favourite, climate change.
I can't believe you didn't like that.
It's very funny how my favourite is your least favourite, while your favourite is my least favourite.
Even though our Chinese zodiac say we like each other,
we're total opposites. Maybe that's why we make such a good team. We both have two sides.
Maybe it's like, think of a magnet. You cannot join a magnet together unless they're opposite sides.
Yeah.
What's the one you remember the most? Your most memorable story?
The one I can remember the most, when Brexit happened.
My most memorable was probably the Disney streaming service.
Oh, yeah, you.
And Prince Andrew stepping down, the royal baby, everything. And the books and film reviews were probably the most fun, like the Dr. Doolittle and Frozen 2.
Yes.
Talking about the book reviews, which was your favourite book?
My favourite book was The Star Outside My Window.
Mine too. I guess we're not total opposites after all.
That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show and thank you for listening.
We'll be back in April and me and Zara look forward to sharing more news updates with you very, very soon. Make sure you don't forget us and remember to tune in April.